The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
As always, great to have you with us, Rolien Marks. It's a short week when you miss a Monday, hey?
It is a short week. I feel shortchanged, or maybe it's just because I'm short.
Well, that could be. That absolutely could be. What's also short is time, so let's get into it. Ruby Rivlin, talk to us about him. What's he up to?
First of all, he is traveling Europe. And he's meeting with the leaders of Austria, with Germany, with France, and announced today that he will be flying to the United States before the term of his presidency is up. And he's really, really, really going to be missed by all of us. So we've really fallen in love with our president, Ruby, which is interesting because when he assumed the presidency, our thoughts were, could he be as loved as President Perez was? But he's captured all our hearts, and I really miss story time with the president. I mean, Simon, how else would I have learnt about Shmulik Hakipod, that Shmulik the hedgehog? But he hopes to address Congress before his term is up on the 9th of July. And just to remind our listeners that the Knesset vote for the next president. And it's going to be interesting to see who's going to throw their hats or shoes in the ring for that.
My one bit's worth about Ruby Rivlin is that he was a real right winger. And he kept his political opinions to himself. He represented everybody. He was the president of all Israelis. And for that, I would just say, kol hakavod. He was loved by everybody. And I think that's an achievement, Rolien.
Massive achievement. And it is a lesson, not just for presidents of countries who are various figureheads. Obviously, presidents of other countries are there as elected political leaders. You know, if you are in a position, and it's an unenviable position, where you are not expected or not really allowed to give a political opinion, or should keep your political opinion to yourself, maybe just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Ro, there is so much happening. I don't know where you want to go. Are we going to talk Zaka? Are we going to talk UAE or both?
Let's talk about the UAE, because we have a delicate brouhaha bubbling. Yesterday we spoke a little bit about it, that there was a little bit of upset because it's been reported that Emiratis are upset that the Prime Minister could be using a potential visit there as an opportunity to electioneer. Well, we've heard it, and that was actually questioned on social media. The journalist who put it out is a respected journalist. It was Barak Ravid, and he was questioned by many people, including the deputy mayor of Jerusalem, who said, you know, where have you got this from? It's not true. You obviously don't know any Emiratis. And the Emiratis are saying, no, we're not angry with Prime Minister Netanyahu. But it has been reported that the Crown Prince of the UAE is apparently not very impressed. He doesn't want the Abraham Accord, and quite rightly so, to be used as any political platform for any election by anyone who's running for office. He says the whole point is peace and prosperity.
Okay, interesting. So, like you say, the first possible diplomatic spat. Zaka, more allegations against them, apparently?
Let's talk about that. You know, news broke this morning that members of Zaka are being investigated for alleged misappropriation of funds. And this follows the scandal at the moment in Israel about the chairman and co-founder Yehuda Meshi Zahav being investigated for alleged crimes of sex abuse and rape over a 40-year period. Not very recent, this I must add, and following yesterday that a man has laid formal charges against him, whether or not it will be accepted in court, because the statute of limitation will pass that, but definitely a major case taking place at the moment.
Another interesting story, Rolien, is that all over the news, Israel received a formal letter of investigation from the International Criminal Court.
Yes, so it hasn't been publicized either by the ICC or by Israel, but we do have it announced that the National Security Council have met to discuss how Israel is going to respond to that. This is a formal letter that describes the scope of the potential investigation. I say potential investigation because the incoming chief prosecutor might decide to actually drop this. In fact, one of the issues that Ruby is talking about to the leaders of Germany, France, and Austria is this case. He says it is a moral and legal bankrupt document. But what we do know is that there will be three main areas of focus. One of them will be the 2014 Mifta Tsuke Tano Operation Protective Edge. The second will be settlement policy. And the third will be the march of return that we saw taking place on the border with Gaza for just over a year-long period. And, you know, if you kind of read between the lines, you can see that there's already a verdict delivered in this.
Yeah, what I did read yesterday as well is apparently Dominic Raab of the UK, promising to stand by Israel in resisting any moves made to, I don't know what the word is. What do you do to make findings against Israel? I'm lost here.
Well, you're asking me with my dodgy English right now. I mean, it is the end of the week, Simon, and you know I was shortchanged today. Okay. But it's not just that. I mean, we also have to look at the effect that this kind of investigation will have on other Western countries. You know, it's not going to end with Israel. I know that the United States, the UK, other Western countries are concerned that this could start a trend and that the ICC, which was formed for the purposes of investigating crimes against humanity, genocide as such, as the concern is that it is being politicized to push a particular agenda.
Yeah. Talking about politicization, apparently the spat between Russia and America getting worse.
Yesterday we spoke about Joe Biden sitting down with George Stephanopoulos and saying, you know, Putin is a killer with no soul. Well, of course, we've heard back from the Russians, understandably, and some very, very nefarious comments coming from Putin saying, "Watch your back, Joe," and demanding an apology. We've heard that the Duma, the lower house of parliament, has said, you know, they want an apology. This is an attack on Russia and Russia's citizens. And Joe Biden also alleging that Russia interfered in the election. So this is a real major diplomatic spat that's brewing. In fact, Russia has recalled its ambassador to Washington and for questioning. And it's this is something that is going to be brewing for some time.
And apparently also the U.S. and Israel forming a joint team to deal with Iran. Glad to see there's some sort of cooperation between the parties. It seemed like it was a bit of a Cold War developing.
Well, I think it has been impressed upon Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and he's a very, very rational, very dignified man. You know, he has stated again and again, and he's actually followed up with action, that nothing's going to be done without consulting the Israelis. I know that people are carrying over kind of the Iranian hangover from the Obama administration, thinking that maybe because Biden served as the deputy to Obama or the vice president to Obama, that we're going to see a similar policy and Israel's going to be sidelined again. But I think we also have to take into account we've got a much friendlier Secretary of State than John Kerry was, and we've got a much friendlier president than Obama was.
Rolene Marks, once again, you took me perfectly to 5:30. Thank you for the input, and promise me you'll be back with me next week.
I promise you for the full Megillah.
For the full
Megillah. Though it's not Purim, but you know what I'm trying to say.
We'll take it. Cheers, Rolene, and thank you so very much.
Cheers, guys. God bless.